You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is May 25th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Big week for wet shaving again. Lots of great news, lots of stuff going on, lots of great articles out there, and just a lot of content. I think the last couple of months, believe it or not, even with the whole Corona COVID-19 thing going on, it's brought a lot of people out of the woodworks, if you excuse the expression. I've seen a lot of other people that I haven't seen in the wet shaving world coming out a little bit, starting doing videos again, starting to get really big with the content, and a lot of new stuff coming out. So I think everybody's just been sitting home and just getting back to their roots, really, if you think about it, just back to the hobby and just getting back into it. So it's been really interesting, including myself. I've actually started posting on my blog site again, and I'm in the process of doing some videos, and it's just been a great week for wet shaving in general. A couple things happened this week. One, I did follow my unobtainable guidelines. If you guys read that article on Sharpologist, it was about a few months ago or so, maybe a little bit longer than that now. And I actually did acquire the Holy Grail for my collection. I am completely stoked about this one. I've got a big mail call coming. I'm going to post it on the next podcast because I don't want to say anything until it gets here. And I'll be doing some more content on that too. It's just... This is a big one. This is a mail call that's about 10 years in the making here. I've been holding off and trying to buy one of these for about 10 years since I started. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. And since I started wet shaving, I've always been on the lookout for several razors. And most of them I have now, but this is one that was just not in my collection yet. And I've been looking around for it. And I like I said in the article, you know, I don't go too crazy when it comes to this kind of stuff. I'm not going to go and overpay for anything. I'm not going to go and go nuts on it. But I do pay fair prices, but under retail value, under the collectible value. I'm not going to go crazy. And this just kind of fell into me. So it kind of fell into my lap, and I got very lucky with it. And great person that actually sold it to me. So pretty stoked. It's coming. It'll be here this week coming up, so I will definitely give you guys some more information on that next time, and do a full review will be coming up on it. And it's kind of like, the light at the end of the tunnel, to excuse the saying. It's just like when you start collecting, you start looking for pieces. You know, I had about three or four pieces on my radar for many, many years. And, you know, here and there, you never know when you're going to get it. Like I always tell you, be ready for it. You never know when the opportunity is going to come up. And when the opportunity comes up, you got to act on it, or you got to let it go and just forget about it. Well, this time I acted upon it, so I was able to get what I really wanted, and the Holy Grail of my collection will be here this week. So I'm very, very stoked about that. I am keeping it a secret, so I will tell you guys on the next podcast, and we'll go over a little bit more on that. And if you do follow my blog site, Shave Straight and Safe, or if you are in some of the groups like on Facebook and stuff, I will post it there, and on Badger and Blade and stuff like that too. So just be on the lookout. I'll be posting that. If you have, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it on the next cast. So far this week on the podcast, we have a lot going on. We have two razors that are coming out. One that's already kind of out. One that just came out, just emerged out of nowhere, and I found it. And I'm actually there. I think I'm their first follower on Instagram, to be honest with you. I don't even know how I found it. I found it by accident. I'll talk a little bit about that. That's called Eco Razors. I'm going to talk about them just briefly on that. A week with Carbon Shave Razor. I spent a whole week with a Carbon Shave, the CX, I believe it's the CX316L. A stainless steel razor. It's a brand new company. It's been around for about 2 years, and I've always been on the verge of purchasing one. I was able to get one a couple weeks ago, and I spent a whole week shaving with it, both my head and my face, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. In addition to that, the Global Shave Replica Fat Boy is out, and they're accepting pre-orders on that. Now, I'm a little skeptical on this one, and we'll talk a little bit about that when I get to that part. And see if it's worth it or not. It is a replica Fat Boy, and they've been doing a lot of replicas with Gillette products as well. Using nylon washers with safety razors. Now, I saw this article briefly on Sharpologist just a few days ago. And, well, I've been thinking about it myself. I've seen a lot of other people doing it. And I actually have an area where you can get them. Now, I was able to find them at a local hardware store and tell you my thoughts. I've only been using them for a couple of days, but to protect the actual part, a lot of people like to sock them too tight. I'm still leaning towards maybe a rubber washer, but we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Weak with the King C Gillette razor. That's that new Gillette DE that just came out that you can get at Walgreens in the USA. I purchased one when I first found out and I first saw it. I used it for an entire week, so one of the 2 weeks of the podcast I did use that. And I'll tell you my thoughts on that one as well. All right, guys, so without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, a week with the Carbon Shave CX316L. All right, guys, so I recently purchased this razor direct from Carbon Shaving, and I spoke to Sean, the owner, and I'm going to be doing a full-out review on Sharpologist. This will be coming out soon in the next couple of, few weeks or so. I'm in the process of writing it right now, and it's a razor that just came out. Now, it's a higher-end razor. They retail around $249, and they go all the way up, with titanium, whatever. I am not a big titanium fan. I think titanium is a great material, but the weight distribution on them are a little bit less. So they're a little bit lighter, and I feel they tend to be a little top-heavy, if that makes sense. But these Carbon Shave razors are all advertised as being very well-balanced. It's true. Now, the stainless steel has a nice heft to it, and the new handle, the RX2 handle, I think it's called, is far superior than the first one. The first handle that it came out with was a little bit, it was a little bit more of a tool than it was of like a thing of beauty. Like, it didn't have really any frills or to it or anything like that. And I'll be honest, that kind of turned me off when it first came out. But the shave quality in this razor is really nice. The polish is great. It's a very, very polished razor. And really enjoyable. Now, if you're a fan of Wolfman or any one of those, or like Charcoal Goods or anything like that, this is up there with them. Is it better? Well, I don't know. I haven't had it long enough to really tell you. It's a great shaving razor. It works great. It is a little bit more on the aggressive side. There is some more blade exposure. So don't let that 0.68 blade gap fool you. Because a lot of people think, oh, that's more milder. And blade gap doesn't mean anything with that kind of stuff. It is a little bit more on the aggressive side. It will bite you a little bit. Especially for you head shaver guys. So be careful with that. Put that in perspective when you get it. Just make sure you, with the stainless steel, you don't use any pressure at all. It's got enough weight to get you. I think it's 85 grams, 90 grams. It's a heavy razor. It's nice. It's nice. It's a good piece. Quality spot on. 10. Quality's 10. Shave quality's up there, probably 6, 7, 8. Probably, I'd say strong 7 to 8 with the current blade gap base plate that I have. All in all, it's a great razor. Now, is it up there with Wolfman? Yeah, it's up there with the quality, definitely. And it's a nice razor. And I've been seeing a lot of YouTube guys come out with this. Now, another thing I want to talk about briefly about YouTube, okay, and stuff like that. I, for one, take those with a grain of salt because I see a lot of these guys out there. They send their razors out and stuff like that to get reviewed, for a test market. And you know what? I understand. That's very important. But for the reviews from like something like that, when you get it in that area, it's almost like an obligation to say something good. We've talked about this. I've talked about this many times. So I never look at really, there's nothing against the YouTubers, okay? A lot of guys out there are really, Mantic is one of the guys that started YouTube. I mean, basically for wet shaving. He's basically one of the pioneers. And his reviews are great because you look at his reviews and you know that they're true to life stories because he purchases the items, and if he doesn't, he says it. And his disclaimer and his stuff is just really based about all about the what his thoughts are. And he doesn't like every single razor he uses. He'll say, this wasn't really to my liking. But some of these other guys, especially with this razor that I've noticed a lot, and there was also with that raw shaving razor too, you see a lot of guys out there that just say, oh, this is the best thing in the world and this and that, and they don't say really much of anything, and their experience level isn't enough to where they can say, oh, well, this is better than... I heard one guy say, this is the best razor, better than the BBS1. It's better than, other razors. I'm like, well, how do you know? Do you own one? Oh, no, I don't. So how would you say it's better, How would you say it's better than a Wolfman WR1 if you don't own one, or a blackbird, a Blackland blackbird, or a Chidari. How would you know if those razors are not better if you don't own one, you've used one and tried it? So take those reviews with a grain of salt. I love the positivity in them. I love that. But I'm not big on some of the YouTubers out there. And I saw a little bit of, you know, I'm not trying to start any issues here or start any YouTube wars or anything like that. But this is a great razor. And I think it's really good. But for those out there comparing it to something that they've never used before, guys, don't do that when you're making videos. You take your credibility. Just say, this razor works great for me. And always remember your mileage will vary. And if you need to watch videos to see how the right way to do it, just Google Mantic 59 and watch him. He tells you right out off the bat, your mileage will vary. This worked for me. And if it doesn't work for him, well, I found this too aggressive. I found this not to be as smooth. I like those videos. They're very true to the heart, right? They're true. So take them with a grain of salt, guys. This is one of the razors when I started really researching about it, I got turned off by some of the YouTube. So I'll be coming out with one myself, and I'll tell you the true story with a head shave and with face shave too. Because when you head shave, it's totally different. You put a lot of things in perspective there. It's a different with the aggression. You got to be careful, different technique, and your technique changes with every razor for a head shave. It's totally different. It's a little bit more. It's more sensitive up there, so you got to be careful. All right. So Carbon Shave, and really enjoyed this razor. Got a full review coming up with an interview with Sean. I got some insight on it. Some great stuff. New products they're coming out with. They're a very dedicated artisan. So I was very impressed with that. And the finish and everything is stunning. This is a stunning looking razor. It is a look piece. It's a looker. It's a looker. And it's a performer too. And take a look. If you see that, or if you go to a meetup, or I know someday we'll go to meetups again. Take a look at one if you're on the fence. Or send me an email. I'll tell you, you know, what to look for and which one to buy. I got stainless steel version. I'm very happy with it. So guys, check it out. Carbon Shave, carbonshaving.com. Okay, so Global Shave Replica Fat Boy. That's right. GlobalShaveClub.com is now making a replica Fat Boy. And I am totally, first off, I'm shocked to see that somebody is actually making this. Second off, they're actually doing other vintage Gillette designs and coming out with stuff. I'm on the website right now looking around. And they have just about everything you can think of when it comes to copying a vintage Gillette design. Now, here's the thing. I think it's a great idea, but there's two things that are kind of sketchy on this one. Or not sketchy, but just not either worth it or whatever it is. So first off, the replica Fat Boy is coming out. And they're doing about 100 of them for the presale. And they're at $100. Okay, that's good for a brand new Fat Boy. But the razor is not built, you know, by Gillette. It's built by another company that's copying it overseas in India and China. So $100 sounds like, I mean, to make all these moving parts and all these other issues, things that they would go through to build these, it's, I don't know if $100, one, would be able to cover that, and two, I can get a vintage Fat Boy for $30 or $40 and then send it out to Razor Emporium or somebody else and have it rebuilt completely or done for another $150. So you're talking about, you can get roughly $200. You can get a nice Fat Boy completely finished up, done, fully restored by Razor Emporium. And sometimes they run coupons. So forget it, you might get 25% off coupon. That'll knock some off of it. And they can rotom plate it in it, plate it in rose gold, whatever you choose, or the actual finish, and they look factory finished, shiny and everything, for about $200. This one's going to be $150 when it comes out, and I'd have to see a few of the prototypes to see, or a couple of them to see if it's going to work. And the only issue that I'm having is, how is this razor being made, and is it being made with the right processes and stuff like that? Because the machinery to make these things costs a lot. All right, so I don't know how they're doing it. I'd love to see it. If you guys have one of these, let me know. Also, there's a bunch of like other Gillette razors on there. Super Speed. They have a tribute to the R41 from McCore. They have, I don't even know, Ball and Tech. And they're taking pictures of vintage Gillettes and putting it on the website. So is this a scam or is this a real thing? I don't know, guys. I'm not endorsing it. I did leave the link in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. And if anybody has actually purchased one of these things, let me know, because I'd love to know more about it, because I'm actually on the fence about getting one. I was going to try the tech, the ball and tech, because I have a few of those, just to see if it would be close to it or what, or hopefully they'll just take my money and run away, you know? So if you're the owner of this site, I apologize if I insulted you, but I don't know anything about it, and I'm just trying to figure it out, because it just seems kind of weird that you have vintage pictures there, but not your own picture on the website. All right. So check these guys out, guys. GlobalShave.club. When you get a chance, check them out. If you've purchased one, let me know and send a picture of the actual unit. I want to see if it's close to it, because it could be like false advertising. When they say, oh, yeah, it's a Fat Boy, and then you get something that's totally different. You know, it's happened to me before, especially with Amazon purchases and some eBay purchases as well. Check them out, guys. Global Shave. All right, moving right along. Using nylon washers with safety razors. Now, I was thinking about this recently, and then I just saw the other day on Sharpologist that Victor, which is a longtime wet shaver, if you've never read his work, he does a great job. He's definitely one of the better wet shaving writers. He did a recent blog post on this, and I've been on the fence about doing it anyway. So I actually went to the hardware store. I went to a Lowe's close by and got those nylon washers and tried it. And I tried it a few times with some razors, three-piece razors. And basically what it does is it protects the thread so you don't sock it too tight and get that little ring around it. If you have like a three-piece razor, not so much the older Gillettes, but I'm talking like the newer ones with the high polish, you can get those scratches and it's kind of a turn-off. And one thing about I forgot to mention about the carbon shave razor is every single one of their razors come with a rubber washer in between there, which I thought was a really nice touch. So these nylon ones, actually Maggard sells them for a pack for 10 for a dollar or something like that. 10 of them for a dollar. If you're doing a Maggard's order, just add them onto your order. Or you can go to a local hardware store, bring a razor with you to see what fits on there. I tried them out, and it makes it it didn't change the shave to me very much. I didn't notice anything. I've heard some guys say it makes it a little bit more aggressive, not as aggressive. But to me, I didn't notice really much of anything, to be honest with you. So I'm going to keep using them. I bought like 6 or 7 of them just to try. And I'm going to keep them, and I'll rotate them off razors and stuff when I'm using it, just to protect that little spot so I don't, you know, destroy my good stuff. And even for the older stuff too. And then maybe I'll mess around with it and I'll come back with some more content. So use the nylon washers. Using them didn't really affect the shave, didn't really affect anything except probably keeping it cleaned up. So check them out, guys, and don't over-tighten your razors, because that's how you get scratches and that's how you essentially break them. And this is to help prevent that. So check them out, guys, if you have it. I left a link for the ones from Maggard's, but you can go to any hardware store if you're in the area, or like Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace Hardware or something like that in the United States, and you'll be able to find them. All right, a week with the King C Gillette razor, the new Gillette razor that we've all been talking about. It's all over the wet shaving world right now. Gillette came out with a double-edged razor, and it's now available at like Walgreens in the United States. I don't know if overseas if it's available yet. I'm not sure. Now, this razor is a Chinese razor, right? Built in China, whatever, and it's built to specs for the United States. I guess it was designed in Boston. I mean, obviously, they all are. And believe it or not, it's a really high quality razor for what it is. For $30 US, you get something that's solid. All right. It is not stainless steel. It's covered in it's chrome. So it's kind of like chrome Zamac, something like that. Right. And the grip is a little bit off, but it's a nice long handle. It's nice, very mild. Kind of reminds me of like an Icon, the Icon head of, I forgot which one it was, looked exactly the same. And compared to the Heritage razor I think is more along the lines of a little bit more aggressive compared to that. This one's a little milder. So I used it for a week on my face and my head. I even used Barbasol shave cream in the can just to try it out, just to see how well it worked. It's a solid razor, guys. This is a razor that's built for, it's built as a homage to us, for us collectors. We're the guys that are out there buying and selling and all this stuff and great, great stuff. But it's also really, it's to get other people in the wet shave. I think Gillette's finally realized with the Heritage razor that hey, this is a market. They probably sold a lot more than they thought they were going to sell because it did sell out before the holidays. And they said, you know what? We're doing well. Let's put this in a brick and mortar store and see what happens. And we'll lower the price just a little bit and we'll put it out there. So $30, it's worth it. And the blades are really good too. The blades are actually, they remind me of like a Vakad or whatever those, I'm sorry, those blades are. That's some Russian blades that are really good. Nice. That gave me a good shave all week. That was this week. Last week I used Carbon Shave. And I really enjoyed it. I really did. For the money, it's definitely worth it. So if you guys are near Walgreens or if you see them, you're looking at it on the shelf and you're wondering about taking the plunge, I think it'd be a really good $30 spent, to be honest with you. It's a great razor. I think it's a lot of fun. And for you guys out there that cannot find them, find a buddy or a friend on a forum that are close by that can get one and ask them to get it for you and send it to you. Because it's definitely a fundraiser, and it's also really cool to be able to own a Gillette double-edged razor being produced brand new and be able to buy it in a store, just like our generations past. So really cool, guys. I'm really, really impressed with it. We'll be doing some more content on that, too, in the near future. So be on the lookout for some more stuff. I actually did contact Procter & Gamble, my connections at Procter & Gamble, for another project. And they were able to tell me a little bit of information. They're very vague with this one. They don't want to let out the secrets because there's other people out there. You still have other razor producers out there probably watching. And they didn't say too much about it. But I'll share everything I do have with you guys in the very near future. And a new razor company just came out that I noticed. And I believe I'm their first follower on Instagram because I saw they didn't have any followers. And I'm following them. So I started to. It's called the Eco Razor. Now, just reading a little bit about the Eco Razor. It is 100%... By recycled materials. And it's a double-edged style. It kind of looks like a carved shaving razor. And it's in, I believe, the UK. So it's called, the website is bladesmanrazor.com. And if you get a chance to check them out. I'm on the website right now. I put it in a link in the show notes. And it's all one of those razors that just comes from... it's made from stainless brass. That's what they call it. They're calling it. And built to last. That's what they said. And I sent them an email to see if I get some information. They have a few testimonials on there, but I don't know much about it. It just came out. I literally just saw it emerge, and the website just emerged on the 18th of May. So, I mean, less than a week old, this thing's been around. And it's supposedly 100% eco-friendly. So... a couple versions of the razor are available. They have the brass version, which seems to be the stainless brass or rust-proof brass. I don't know what that means, but it is definitely, it's in euros on the website, so I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I have sent them an email, so I will definitely share on the next website. So they just have the one double-edged matted black brass, and then they have a beard oil too. So if you get a chance, check them out. It is, again, the website is in the show notes, but it's also called, what is it called again? The Eco Razor at bladesmanrazor.com. So check them out if you get a chance. And the razor retails around 28 euros, so roughly $34. All right, everyone. And that concludes the show for this week. Really, really happy to be bringing the show to you all. And I hope it comes to you and you're all in doing very well and safe. And just not getting sick, basically, and just staying away from this COVID-19 thing. Got a lot going on in the wet shaving world lately. This is something that a couple of months ago I was really worried about because it was slowing down a little bit. But it seems like everybody's coming out and starting to look at their stuff and taking out their collections and just starting to work around it again, just starting to talk about it. So, great. Keep it up, guys. Remember, if we're home, it's safe when we're home, but we can still talk wet shaving all the time. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be on the 8th of June. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.